Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1, listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Reach inside to birth your innocence, to speak your own peace in this life. You wrestle strong with your indifference, but to free the light over the cause.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Talk with Marie on Blog Talk Radio. I started the program with I Heard by James Almost. The whole state and people around the world were aware of this little girl who was brutally killed. And the Boston area was finally identified yesterday. So I wanted something dedicated to the angelic Bella Bond, who's on everyone's mind. And so that song, I couldn't find. I'm just still looking to see something so horrific. And I just hope people continue praying for her and the short life she led on this earth. So again, that was by James Almost. I Heard. James has a lot of amazing songs. Depending on whatever's going on, you can find something amazing in his collection. So for more by James Almost, go to www.jamesalmost.com. And today's going to be a very short program. I'm just going to do a quick recap on what's on the bestsellers list, play some more music. And then I have a big announcement about my guest coming up tomorrow on the show. But first, I wanted to thank Mr. Malty Writer and Me Too Hainu Writer, who performed last night at Gallery Rouge for their monthly gig. We had a wonderful turnout with friends and new faces and Second Life at the gallery. A lot of wonderful, it's great to see a lot of new faces and listening to a lot of classic and originals from one of the best duos in Second Life. So they'll be back in October, probably toward the end of the month. And James also had a show under the Willows and simultaneously on Concert Window as well. So very busy night. And tonight, we still have tons coming up, probably in the next hour or so. Let's see, at 7:30 on Concert Window, we have KCDC, Kwame Copeland, and Deborah Crooks. Then we have Roselle Park Loves Arts. This is a jazz fest. Again, at 7:30, Jen Chapin Trio featuring the original. So all that is going on Concert Window. So if you can just go on concertwindow.com, create an account so you can follow some of the artists that you like so you know when they are performing. So this is how I get notices and all that good stuff. And so Jen Chapin Trio, they are from New Orleans. And the show is at 7:30. So grab your ticket so you can hear some classic songs from New Orleans. And then tonight, I haven't checked the schedule for Second Life yet. And then at 8 p.m. on Concert Window, we have Kathalina Michael Gerling Trio who will be performing. And all these shows are basically either free or pay what you want. And then enjoy the show right in your living room. Before I continue, I want to take a moment to thank my followers on Twitter and Pinterest. I've been really sort of trying to stay on top of Pinterest a little bit. This is sort of like the first time I'm sort of trying to build some of the boards and some other things that I'm interested in. So it's been really fun. And today I took some time to even go on Facebook and follow up on what my friends have been up to, which is how I find my guests for tomorrow's show. So sometimes it pays, you know, just sort of pay attention to who's out there and what they are doing. And then I found this other, actually, Kevin M. Thomas, who also performed in Second Life. I'm following him on SoundCloud, which is a lot of time how I find some great indie musicians and follow people I already know. And so we posted something by one of his fellow musician. Her name is Nasia Christie. And that was a song I was going to initially play, but I'll let you guys hear it. So this is Nasia Christie, called Pray.
Little boy on the side of the road, you say nobody cares. It seems you may be right. From the look on their faces, little girl with a scar on your face, they never mean to make you cry. Another broken dream, 10 years away, she said, it's my life, but you gamble it all away. It's my dream. And your broken spirit, let us pray. And I say, she thought she was a princess, but away by a prince. Till she passed out on the floor, bruised and bleeding. Now he thought he was untouchable, beating down the lane. Till he took a child from his mother, now he's wasting away. And he cried, let us pray, pray for you and me. We are one, we are one and the same. This is my life, but it's your life too. So let's work together for the ultimate good.
Natasha Christie, everyone. The song is called Pray. Very beautiful. You can find her on SoundCloud. She has about 2 songs posted on there, tons of followers. And you can hear more from her. I believe she has a debut album coming up at the end of this year. So make sure to check her out. So now let's go to the bestsellers list. Yesterday I did the hardcover fiction, and now I'm going to give you maybe the 5 or 6 for hardcover nonfiction. So Marie Kondo is still on the list, number 1 for the 44th week. The life-changing magic of tidying up, the Japanese art of decluttering and organizing. Number 2, we have Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates. And it's been on the list for about 9 weeks. This is told through the author's own evolving understanding of the subject over the course of his life, comes a bold and personal investigation into America's racial history and its contemporary echoes. Number 3, Rising Strong by Brené Brown, Dr. Brené Brown, shares stories about the physics of vulnerability to explain the role of disappointment, failure, and heartbreak in personal strength and achieving a sense of purpose. Number 4, we have The Wright Brothers by David McCullough. David tells the story of Wilbur and Orville Wright, 2 brothers who taught the world to fly. Number 5 is Modern Romance by comedian Aziz Ansari. The stand-up comedian and star of Parks and Recreation evaluates how technology is shaping today's romances, citing the work of social scientists, but also looking at differences between courtship and now. Number 6 being Mortal Medicine and What Matters in the End by Atul Gawande. This is from a prominent surgeon who argues against modern medical practices that extend life at the expense of quality of life. And he shares his suggestions for a more dignified way of facing the end of our life. Number 7, we have Dead Awake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania by Eric Larson. Eric Larson presents a 100th anniversary chronicle of the sinking of the Lusitania that discusses the factors that led to the tragedy and the contributions of President Wilson. Number 8, Sick in the Head, Conversations about Life and Comedy by Judd Apatow. The director presents a collection of funny conversations with some of today's most popular comedians, drawing on his teenage radio hosting days. Number 9, On the Move, A Life by Oliver Sacks. The author recounts his life and career, sharing his experiences as a neurologist in the early 1960s and his obsession with motorcycles and speed. My God, that's a gorgeous cover. And number 10, we have Reckless, My Life as a Pretender by Chrissy Hendy. The front woman of The Pretenders looks back at her 1950s Ohio childhood and her immersion in the music scenes of subsequent decades and her band's instant rise to fame in the heyday of 80s culture. There you have it, the top 10 and the hardcover nonfiction. Let me know what you're reading, what's on your fall list. Fall is quickly approaching, so if you've been reading some fun stuff during the summer months, let me know on Twitter or you can contact me directly. Would love to share that on the show. So as I mentioned, tomorrow I have an awesome guest who is coming on the program. She is a rising freshman who's going to be coming to college, to one of the big league colleges in the greater Boston area. That's all I'm going to say. And she needs your help. So tomorrow I've invited her to come on the show so you can learn all about her, the campaign she's working on, and how everyone can pull all together behind her to make sure she is successful during her first year of college here on the East Coast. All right, so stay tuned. You get the notice. Follow the show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Twitter and Pinterest. And I'll be sending out more hints on who that's going to be. All I'm going to say, her first name is Courtney. And she has a great campaign. And I'm going to put the link on my profile for you guys to follow her. So as you can notice, the mood is a little, I don't even know how to describe it today. So that's why I'm playing these little very sentimental song. But I'm going to end on a different note with Jordan Rain. So Sunday, before I even do the show, it's going to be all about poetry and Second Life. I'm going to see if I can make Angel Jade Ryder the morning group in the morning. And then I'll do my own open mic for about an hour, and then I'll be back on the show to give you more on this great young lady who is pursuing her college dreams and career that she would like to pursue through education. And let me know what you're up to this weekend. If you know a musician, a writer, anyone doing some great things out there wherever you live, whether it's Second Life or doing great things anywhere in the world, just let me know. We'd love to hear all about it. Thank you to all my listeners and followers on Twitter and Pinterest. I'm going to close with, as I mentioned, Jordan Rain, whom I've played her song before. And I'm going to close with Birth Ritual. For some reason, this is the moon I'm in. Birth Ritual by Jordan Rain. She's also on SoundCloud, so make sure to check her out on there. All right, happy weekend, and I'll see you guys next time. I've done for you.